Okay, well, it's Tuesday night, technically Wednesday morning. But Tuesday is the 15th of June, 2010. Reading Writer's Journey still, onto the chapter about the archetypes. The book claims the basic archetypes are the hero, the mentor, wise old man or woman. Excuse my voice, I've got a bit of a head cold. Threshold guardian, the herald, the shapeshifter, the shadow, and the trickster. I'm still exploring the exact meanings of those terms, but one thing this chapter does make clear, which I think is good and answers some of my criticisms, I think, is the idea that it's not these types of archetypes are not applied to one character and that's their role throughout the entire script, but that it's better to think of them as masks. That is, the idea that a character adopts this mask in particular parts of the story, perhaps even individual scenes, and can even adopt more than one mask. So a character that is normally the mentor could in fact be a trickster in a certain scene. The book claims that these are the basic useful archetypes, the most common and useful ones, and claims that other archetypes that are more specialized, such as the whore with a heart of gold, the arrogant West Point lieutenant, good cop, bad cop, that sort of thing, that they are just variants and refinements of the archetypes that they're discussing here, such as hero, mentor, threshold guardian, herald, shapeshifter, shadow, and trickster. Again, though, my problem is, don't these? I think to borrow, I think the philosopher's name is Dan Dennett. He uses the phrase deepity, Deepity, a deepity, which is something that sounds profound or important or significant, but if you look at it, it's either trivial, so true but trivial, or it's not trivial at all, but it's not true, or at least unargued. And on the one hand, listening to the descriptions of what a mentor is, and what a herald is, what a shapeshifter is, on the one hand, what the book says is true, but it's almost trivial. I mean, of course there are characters that know things and tell the central character things, and could therefore be described as wearing the mask of the mentor in that scene. I mean, unless your central character knows everything, or knows more than every other person that they meet in the story, then they're going to encounter people who know more than them on certain topics, and those people are going to give them some knowledge. In that sense, it's true, but it's trivial. And of course, that's the case. On the other hand, it seems to me that if you inflate the importance that you must have a mentor character, and a character that can be usefully described as a mentor, a wise old man or woman, in your stories in order for it to fulfill the hero's journey and therefore connect with audiences, that's a very significant thing to say about stories and writing. But I'm not sure if it's true. And again, it doesn't tell me anything about how to make my script better, at least not yet. I realize I probably shouldn't be giving feedback on a book as I'm reading it, but that's okay. I don't mind admitting I'm wrong. But from memory, my central problem remains. There are lots and lots of really awful films out there, and novels and whatever, but in this case I'm talking about films. There are lots and lots of really awful films out there, all of which contain characters that adopt the masks of hero, mentor, threshold guardian, herald, shapeshifter, shadow, and trickster. So it'll be interesting to see if the book, because I've never read the book from cover to cover, I've always read it in bits and pieces. It'd be interesting to see if the book addresses that issue head on. What is it about these archetypes and their use that gives me any assurance at all that the script I'm working on is good?